Harper Audio presents The Year of Billy Miller by Kevin Hankes. Performed by Dan Bittner.
Part 1. Teacher. Chapter 1. It was the first day of second grade, and Billy Miller was worried. He was worried that he wouldn't be smart enough for school this year. There was a reason he was worried. 2 weeks earlier, on their drive home from visiting Mount Rushmore and the Black Hills of South Dakota, Billy Miller and his family stopped in Blue Earth, Minnesota to see the statue of the Jolly Green Giant. Billy instantly recognized the giant from the labels of canned and frozen vegetables. The statue was spectacular, so tall and the greenest green Billy had ever seen. Billy was wearing his new baseball cap that said Black Hills in glossy silver embroidery. It was a blustery day. The flag on the nearby pole snapped in the wind. Billy raced ahead of his family up the steps to the lookout platform. As he stood between the giant's enormous feet, a sudden gust lifted his cap from his head. His cap sailed away. Without thinking, Billy stepped onto the middle rung of the guardrail, leaned over, and reached as far as he could. He fell to the pavement below. The next thing Billy remembered was waking up in a hospital. His parents, whom he called Mama and Papa, were with him, as was his 3-year-old sister Sally, whom everyone called Sal. After tests were done, the doctor proclaimed Billy miraculously unharmed, except for a lump on his head. "You fell exactly the right way to protect yourself," the doctor told him. "You're a lucky young man." "And Papa got your hat back," said Sal. When they returned home, Billy proudly...